through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Genesis, my favorite book. We're talking about creating your world. No, don't go to Genesis, go to Deuteronomy. No, I changed my mind again. No. Deuteronomy chapter 28, right? Deuteronomy chapter 28. I want to make a statement here. Alexander the Great, we've all probably heard or read of him in history. Alexander the Great, he conquered the world through force. He conquered the whole known world. Alexander the Great conquered the world through force. Jesus conquered the world through love. Think about it in a moment. Force, you know, swords, spears, chariots, oppression. But Jesus, on the other hand, conquered it without ever raising a sword. Without ever, amen, getting into an argument. Without ever forcing his will upon another person. But yet he conquered the world. Matter of fact, he was such a conqueror that time was changed. Amen. From BC to AD. Amen. Everything evolved around his life. Amen. Everything changed with his coming. What I've been emphasizing, and I want to continue to emphasize so that we understand, Jesus, what he did here on the earth, he did as a man. He wasn't walking, you know, a foot above the ground, floating around with a halo and wings, untouchable. No, he got tired just like we get tired. Amen. He got persecuted, offended. You know, things happened to him just like they would to us, so that he could be the captain of our salvation. In other words, he could blaze a trail for us to follow as men. Amen. So always keep that in mind, because you hear people sometimes say, when you say something that Jesus did in the Bible, they say, that was Jesus. Well, yeah, that was Jesus. But what he did as a man. So he could say with all confidence, the work that I do, you shall do also. Amen. Amen. And even greater work shall you do. All right. So always keep that in mind. So he didn't do something that's out of our reach. He did something as an example for us to follow. And he conquered the world through love. I like to say it this way, because some people's love is, you know, love. It's got a different meaning. But he conquered the world through faith by love. How many know faith operates or works by love? That's kind of ironic, because, you know, when somebody tries to hurt you, when you love them, you overcome. But if you succumb to that hurt and you start, you know, going back at them, then you've fallen into a trap. Amen. But you overcome the world. See, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. And faith operates by love. Amen. That's why we have to choose to love. Amen. Tell someone beside you, choose to love. Choose to love. See, love is not some warm, cozy feeling all the time. Because sometimes you're going to feel like putting your hands around somebody's neck. It's not always a good feeling, but it's an act. Amen. It's like faith. You have to activate it. It may look like an impossibility, but you activate something. Amen. You do something that activates something. In the face of adversity, you say something that's totally contrary to that reality, but you activate something. Amen. Amen. David, when he faced Goliath, he said, today. He didn't say next week. Amen. He didn't say by the time we beat y'all army. No, he said, today I'm going to feed your carcass to the fowl. Amen. He was following a confession. Amen. See, the strength of a confession is that it's predictable. It operates the same all the time.
Amen. 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 Amen.
So the question sometimes is what's coming out of your mouth?
Amen.
Is it wavering? Is it a mixture of stuff? Or are you saying what God is saying?
Amen.
See, even in the face of sickness, you say what God is saying.
Amen.
I know what my body's trying to say, but what does my God say?
Amen.
Amen. So who am I in agreement with?
Amen.
Because confession is a law.
Amen.
Hear me, it's like the law of gravity.
Amen.
Spiritual law is predictable. The law of gravity will operate the same way every time.
Amen.
You throw something up, it's going to come down.
Amen.
Unless it got an engine on it and wings or something, it's coming down.
Amen.
I don't care how high you throw it, it's coming down.
Amen.
Why? The law of gravity.
Amen.
So there's a law that governs your confession.
Amen.
Jesus said, you'll have what you say.
Amen.
Keep saying that same old thing. You're going to have what you're saying.
Amen.
See, your life, you don't get in life what you want. You get what you are.
Amen.
Amen. And your words come out of the abundance of your heart.
Amen.
Amen. And as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Amen.
So there's a lot of training that we have to do. See, a lot of people are straining.
Amen.
But instead of straining, you got to learn how to train yourself.
Amen.
Amen. You're fighting and fighting and fighting. You're straining. All you need to do is train yourself. Because the battle is the Lord's. Tell somebody, the battle's been won already. That's why the word says we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. A conqueror is the one that fights. Somebody that's more than a conqueror, the conqueror brings the spoils to him. Some of y'all will get that later. See, because you steady fighting. You grew up fighting, so you still fighting. Well, you need to learn how to not fight. And learn the only fight you fight is the fight of faith. In other words, when something's trying to tell me not to believe, I got to fight that. I got to fight that in my mind. Uh-uh, you a lie, devil. Well, don't believe for healing. The Bible says that by his stripes I'm healed. So until I see it manifest, I'm going to stand on it and believe it. Amen. The enemy will try to back you up off of your confession.
Amen.
See, wealth is a covenant.
Amen.
It's a covenant. In other words, a covenant is something where one person does their part, and then the other is to do their part to fulfill the covenant. All the fasting in the world ain't going to necessarily get you your resources.
Amen.
Amen. All the prayer. Oh, Lord, please. All the praying. Why? Because wealth is a covenant. All you do is fulfill your part.
Amen.
God fulfilled his part. You fulfill your part. Bingo.
Amen.
You open up the windows.
Amen.
Amen. We'll study that sometime in the future. But Alexander conquered through force. Jesus conquered through love.
Amen.
Now, before we go to Deuteronomy, God's way of ruling. This is what I want to get to you. The way that God rules is different than the common rule of how people, or the common view of how people rule today. God's rule always has to do with protecting and empowering.
Amen.
Protecting and empowering. The rule today in the world, see, and I got verses for you here, and I'm bouncing around a bit, but I'm just let the Spirit of God lead, because the common rule today for having dominion in the world is someone just short of oppressing you, controlling you.
Amen, amen.
You know, people see dominion in the world today, you know, dominating, that's putting you down. putting someone down, you know, forcing them. Yeah, you know I mean that's the rule of the Gentiles. Jesus said this. He said the Gentiles, the princes of the Gentiles exercise authority over them. In other words, they make them do stuff. You know, that you got to do this, and you know, it's a bunch of rules, it's a bunch of oppressive things. But he said, if you want to be great, greatness among you is not like that.
Amen.
Come on, follow me.
Amen.
I'm gonna take some of y'all into the promised land, because see, you've been straining when you just should be training.
Amen.
You straining trying to get something that's already yours. You just have to know how to get there. Amen. If you train your mouth, if you train your mind, amen, eventually your body's going to be trained. And before you know it, you'll be in alignment with God's purpose for your life. And then heaven starts to kiss the earth. How many know you can have some heaven on earth? This way is not a suffering way. There's some suffering sometimes in your way.
Amen.
But this way is not a suffering way. You ain't always suffering.
Amen.
Amen. I said, you're not always just suffering, everyday suffering.
Amen.
You check yourself. Tell somebody, have a checkup from the neck up.
Amen.
You need to change the way you're thinking.
Amen.
Listen, Jesus learned obedience through the things that he suffered. But after he learned obedience, there was no suffering.
Amen.
Somebody will get that when they get the CD. See, when God deals with you in an area of your life and you suffer through something, what he's doing, the fire is purifying the gold.
Amen.
But listen, once the gold is purified, God don't just leave the fire burning. Come on, there comes an end to your sufferings. Well, now your faith is like pure gold. God has purified you in that area. Your obedience has been fulfilled. Now suffering's cut off. So stop having that mindset of all that persecuted, you know, always thrown under the bus, you know, second class, you know, the world. Yeah, the world's going to hate you, but they can't stop you. Folk will despise you while you're getting blessed.
Amen.
While God is elevating you, people will be mad at you.
Amen.
Just tell them God bless you while you're on your way up.
Amen.
Amen. Tell somebody, don't hate the player. Hate the game. People be hating the player. How about favor ain't fair? I prophesy to you, favor's coming to some of y'all. It ain't gonna be a bit more fair. I see folk getting mad at some of y'all. Get ready for it. People gonna get mad at you because God has favored you so much. Because they've been straining while you were just training. I said, they've been straining at it, going at it in the flesh, going at it the wrong way. Well, all you was doing was yielding yourself to God. You've been yielding yourself to God. See, it seemed like you way behind. But see, God's getting ready to accelerate some stuff. Come on, what would take 5 years is going to take a year. What would take a year is going to take a month. What would take a month is going to take a week. What would take a week is going to take a day. What would take a full day gonna take an hour. What would take an hour? God gonna do some stuff instantly. Are y'all hearing?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.